Hi and welcome to my podcast. I'm Kate Vanilli and thank you for tuning in with me. So today I was I was compelled again to come on here and record this for you. So I was watching a sermon on David Lynn's channel, his church's channel, Christ Forgiveness, and there was a ongoing banter between an Israelite and his the people he sent to preach. And basically this Israelite was saying the forgiveness, like Jesus died on the cross for Israelites and Israelites only. Every other race is below Israelites. Every other race in the world, like No other human race is equal to Israelites. And basically what this Israelite was saying is God, Jesus Christ, did not die for any of the rest. And when I say this, and as a Christian, sometimes when someone challenges your faith, your beliefs in the way you've understood the Bible, you should read the Bible first of all to understand it for yourself. When someone challenges the way you understand the Bible, the way you have come to understand the Bible, your reaction may at some point get impatient. You may become angered because why are they not understanding that this is how God works? You know, Jesus died for everyone. Jesus, God loves every single one of us equally. That's why he sent his only son to die for us on the cross. So when you see someone going against these teachings, you're like, what are you doing? Why are you going against my God, the God that I serve? You know, and as Christians, I'm here to remind you and I that let's not always be quick to be impatient. Let's try to understand this person, because they're probably arguing that way because they do not understand the Bible. Perhaps because they're filled with whatever reasons they have, try to understand them and try your level best to talk to this person in a way that they will understand the Bible as you think it should be understood. Because I think at the point that you come to this point that you are preaching and someone comes and tries to debate against what you're teaching, you must have some knowledge of the Bible. So use the knowledge of the scriptures to argue. Don't use your brain, don't use your words. Use the scripture to argue against anything of the world. And that brings me to the verse that I want to share with you today. It comes from 2 Timothy, and I will read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1-5, and it says, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them." Have nothing to do with them. That is the word today. And I want to read another verse that spoke to me, and I want to give a background for this verse. I was watching, I was just going through social media, and I come across a sermon by a certain pastor. And he says he's a progressive Christian. Basically, what he was saying is, there's no verse in the Bible that goes against homosexuality. Basically, that is what I came across in this particular video. And I was thinking, what are you saying? There's so many verses, a couple of verses in the Bible that go against homosexuality, that call out homosexuality as sin. And this pastor was out here convincing people that homosexuality is not sin, that it is a way of life that is acceptable to God. And furthermore, there's another video that I watched of the same pastor And he was saying, Jesus sinned. Jesus was a sinner. Jesus was a lawbreaker. Jesus was this and that. And I was like, oh my goodness, what has the world come to? And I came across this verse and it spoke volumes to me. So I'm going to share it with you. It is also in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. And it says, for the time will come when men will not put up with the sound of doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. So I want to urge you, as I'm coming to the end of today's episode, I want to urge you, every single time you come across such videos, you know, you understand something's a sin. Each of us, whether you believe in God or you don't, there's just some things that are in you, that some values in you, that you just understand that this is not right. And trust me, you, that is not right. If you feel it is not right, it most definitely is not. And something in you tells you that is not right, and you come across such a teacher that teaches you to go out and sin, that it is right. They're trying to convince you to get comfortable in your sin. Please do not be comfortable in your sin. God died for your sin. I'm not perfect. I can never be perfect. I am a sinner. I was born into a sinful world. I have sinned a lot. But I want to tell you, just take the word of God. Read the Bible for yourself. Do not let false preachers tell you what to do with your life. Read the Bible, understand it for yourself, and live according to the way you understand the Bible is teaching you how to live. Do not allow yourself, please, filter everything that comes into your ears. Filter everything that you see. Do not allow yourself to go down a path that is a path to destruction. I am telling you the truth. These are probably the last days. I don't know for how many years you've had this, but trust me, the last days are slowly approaching. People are reveling in their ungodliness. Like, tell me, if you were watching TV and a sex scene came up, it's normal. Like, nothing is abnormal about it. It's been so normalized. Sin has been normalized in many ways right now. A few months ago, if I saw a lesbian couple, I'd be like, oh, it's normal. It's very normal. I'd not even be surprised. Right now, I'd not be surprised still, because I've seen it all over. But I know it is wrong. It is not right. Homosexuality is not right. Idolatry is not right. It has been so normalized. People just go around sleeping with everyone. You date this person, you have sex. You date this person, you have sex. And we will talk about this in another time. I will talk about this. I will talk about sexual immorality of all forms. I will talk about homosexuality, fornication, idolatry, adultery. Okay, it's fornication actually. The sex. Okay. Sex with different people who you're not married to is fornication, not idolatry. But I will talk about fornication, I'll talk about adultery and homosexuality. And these things are not right by God. Please, if anyone listening to this is going down this path, please do not allow yourself to be conformed to the ways of the world. They are a distraction. They are leading you down a destructive path. God died for you. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for your sins. Jesus died for your sins. If you receive him now, all these sins he will take upon himself, and you will be new. And you, as a Christian, you should try your level best to live in his ways. Thank you for listening to this podcast up to this point. I'm sorry for any glitches that might have occurred. If I said anything that I made any mistakes, I feel, yeah, and I look forward to making more of this.